Welcome to Super Action Smash. It's the show where we sit around and talk about five stories and then eventually get through them because we go off on 17 different tangents. My name is Steve Strangio. I am one of your hosts. This guy over here, look at him. Who are you?
Jason Brown.
He's Jason Brown.
Hey.
I'm the one. Hey, I'm Jason Brown. It's been a while, and in case you're wondering what happened to his hair, look at him. Look at him. Look at the hair.
All fell off.
The hell happened?
It's really sad. I got mangled by a raccoon. That's what happens.
Those raccoons, man. You gotta watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I donated the raccoon to Wings for Kids, so.
But you donated your real hair.
It was all in the raccoon.
Yeah, it's in the raccoon. You had to take it out of the raccoon.
No, I just took the whole raccoon. I put it in a brown paper bag, and I mailed it to the kids.
Nice.
Just the kids.
The kids.
Yeah, I wrote 2 wigs from kids for kids, and I just mailed the whole raccoon package.
You're a man of worth.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want to say that I'm like the greatest charity person to ever exist,
but
I can't deny the facts.
We're just gonna go with that.
No facts.
So the new hair, Jason Brown, and the same hair, Steve Strangio, hanging out with you guys. If you don't know the show by now, like I mentioned before, we have five stories. Real.
Cinco.
Come on down, cinco. Goya presente. Goya. Fantastico. Goya. Cinco. And we'll...
Sponsored by
Goya beans. Hey, fantastico. Goya. We don't usually, you know, get through the stories. We try.
What?
But sometimes we do.
What?
You know, and these aren't stories that are out there that, you know, we broke these stories. You know, sometimes we break them. Sometimes it hurts when we
break them. I'll break it.
You just threw a table.
Yeah.
Bootios through a table.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And
Don't get me started.
I will. Sometimes we talk about wrestling, sometimes we don't.
Do you like
the wrestling? Do you like what the wrestling's doing these days?
Old wrestle frazzle.
I should buy you like a can I buy you a subscription, maybe like a 3-month subscription to WWE Network just so you see WrestleMania?
I have it. Actually.
You already have WWE.
Who knew? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think
who knew?
Because it's a fun time and it's coming up. As you're watching this, it may come up eventually, but by the time you see this, WrestleMania probably already happened, so who cares?
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was a good time.
We're delivering essentially a time capsule.
Pretty
right
much,
now.
Yeah. Really, we should just call the show Time Capsule.
Wow, Time Warp, Time Castle.
Why do you think we're here?
I said this Time Castle.
Time Castle.
Which is, you know what? That's honestly even better.
Once again, people are going to steal our idea.
So I saw Beauty and the Beast yesterday.
Sorry. How was it?
Oh, you saw it?
No, I didn't see it yet.
It was pretty good. Have you seen the original?
I have.
Well, it's that, but with people.
Yeah.
Novel idea, right? Make things with people.
Mm. I've heard of this.
Anyway, the whole idea of a castle. Pitching a new film here. Feel free to steal it, Internet, because that's what we do best.
Yeah.
Stealing all of our ideas.
People steal it. I'm not saying we steal. People just hear what we do and go, hey, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Millions.
I kind of just give it away for free. Part of me being the most charitable man in the universe.
The most charitable man in the universe.
Anyway, time castle. It's a castle. You go in it. Time does some stuff.
Mm.
You know, pretty basic. You'll figure it out. I think it's got a pretty good pull.
Now, who's in the castle?
Time.
Just time?
Yeah.
Is time personified?
Probably,
does time have a name?
Time.
Just time.
Yeah, but with like a TH.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Could be like a little like Time. Like there's a little accent on top of there.
Time Castle.
That would be the European version.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to Time Castle and you just stay there forever.
You can't leave.
Okay.
Because time.
That's Hotel California, my friend.
Yeah.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I heard that song is about heroin.
It could be.
I'm going to believe it's about heroin.
Just say it's about heroin. Hey, we got stories. As you can see, we go off on tangents.
Get out of here.
Are you a fan of Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Wonder Women.
All the Wonder Women. Linda Carter, who will soon be on. What is she going to be on? One of the CW shows.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Supergirl.
Yes.
Yeah, I
it
think
is Supergirl.
Supergirl. Yeah, Supergirl. So many CW shows.
Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman, made her really famous. Super cool.
She is still hot.
Yeah.
It's amazing. This woman is just, you know, I'm not going to say what age she is because that would be wrong, but she is smoking hot at whatever age she is, so God bless your woman.
And she can still spin and change her clothes.
She can. That's that's the only way to change your clothes, essentially.
Yeah.
Just spin around. Explosions
that's
happen.
It.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was the ensemble that happened after you spun around?
Pretty much. It's like a whirlwind, and then, like, whatever I come out of, the whirlwind is whatever I'm wearing.
That works. works. It works.
I think it's probably like the best way to get dressed.
You truly are a wonder.
Yeah. I don't want to brag.
So the Wonder Woman rating has officially been announced.
X.
Yes.
Rated
it's a triple X movie. It's going to be awesome.
Xander Cage.
Exactly.
With Wonder Woman.
For some reason he shows up and he's bald and he's angry.
I'd watch that.
PG-13.
Yeah.
PG-13 for sequences of violence and action and some suggestive content. So maybe the triple X thing is going to happen.
You know what the suggestive content is?
What's that?
A strong woman. People can't handle that.
That's right.
So it's probably, like, very scary.
Guys will just freak out.
Yeah.
You know.
I assume most men will leave the theater because they're like, a woman?
Harumph, 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 harumph.
Right?
I expected to see Linda Carter, and some woman is telling me what to do. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it's interesting that they chose the actress that they did, Gal Gadot, because it's no one, I think, has ever seen Wonder Woman with this, like, interesting accent that she has.
She's Israeli, I believe, yes.
You know, and it makes sense because, you know, it's almost like a Greek island that she's from.
From Themyscira, which is the island that Wonder Woman is from.
Yeah,
it's cool. I think it's neat. I think it's what I think really is that DC needs it to be a good movie because it's kind of all they have going for them right now.
Yeah.
They're really, I think, struggling. I mean, Suicide Squad was a success. Not critically, but financially.
Yeah.
People really liked it. Like, consensus of people liked it. It won an Oscar, which is still baffling to me.
Yeah.
But good for them, you know?
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of money riding on Wonder Woman being a really big success.
They need their Iron Man. And we've said this in the previous thing. And then the fact that Iron Man kind of jumpstarted the whole MCU, you know? And
because people didn't like Blade. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
Blade 3 was kind of like they were supposed to set up like a whole bunch of stuff with Ryan Reynolds. Right, people don't realize Ryan Reynolds has been in so many superhero movies.
It's ridiculous.
And people, when Deadpool came out, they're like, it's an R-rated superhero. Yeah, Blade was an R-rated superhero.
It was like one of the first ones.
Yeah, so what's the big deal, you know? I mean,
it's interesting you mentioned that, though.
Oh, really?
The R-rated superhero.
Awesome, thank you.
Well, because what Marvel is doing now, they released Logan, they released Deadpool, both R-rated movies, both broke records, and have sold just super well.
Because the audience wants that.
Because they want a mature escape, you know? They want that. And I think I was reading something about DC, that they're trying to move towards something similar. They announced that they're going to start releasing R-rated films in the future.
Good.
Which, I mean, I think, honestly, their first one might be Batman. I know it got
R-rated Batman.
I think I know it got delayed, but they've been doing it a lot recently with their animated films.
Yeah.
Justice League Dark was rated R.
Yeah.
Killing Joke rated R.
Yeah.
Both were pretty cool. I saw them. Justice League Dark was really good. I don't know if you saw that.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on the list.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
Very
Justice
cool.
League Dark. Go watch it.
It's awesome. Cool.
Animated film. Very cool.
Nice.
Anyway.
All right. Cool. I like that. Let's see here. Wonder Woman's going to open in theaters on June 2nd, 2017. It'll be the fourth film, and what is it, the newly launched DC Cinematic Universe. So we got, originally it started with Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad. It says the movie will be followed in 2017 on November 17th with Justice League, which is 3 days before my birthday, so birthday gift for Stevie.
Which is another reason why I think Wonder Woman needs to be really good. Because people didn't like Batman for Superman.
Yeah.
So I think if they have a character they can really get behind, I think that'll make Justice League that much better.
Seeing the movie again, I can watch it like a fifth time. I think by the fifth time I started liking it.
That's a lot of time.
It took me a
while. It's like a 3-hour movie.
I could pass by the whole Martha thing. A lot of people have commented on the whole Martha thing, how they are related, and that's what stops them. I understand what they were trying to do with it.
Yeah,
it was a little, butt-clenching when I saw it. And I was like, all right, Martha, whatever. Guys, in case you're wondering, we're in a live comic book store, so you're going to be hearing noises. So don't worry.
There are human people.
Yeah.
Here.
Buying stuff.
Of all places.
come to the world of Time Warp Comics and Games and buy your stuff.
Only come if you're a human people.
Human people.
That's like me, a human people.
You are your man. So yeah, I think it's gonna work out pretty nicely. And yeah, you're right. We keep hoping. we keep hoping that, you know, DC is going to have the success that Marvel has. And the people at DC, I'm sure, are saying, well, of course we've had the success. We were the first. We're the best. I'm like, okay, guys, but still, Marvel is still a little bit ahead. And I think we want you to catch up, because the DC Universe characters are our mythos. And we want to be a part of that world, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Marvel will win the second Darth Vader joins the Avengers. I think that's going to ruin it for everybody else.
Where's that cross-up going to happen? Where's that cross-team-up's going to happen?
I don't know. Disney owns it all.
Hey, listen, shout-out to Superpower Beatdown, if you guys ever watched that show. It's from Bat in the Sun on YouTube. And there was a Darth Vader versus Batman Superpower Beatdown. And they did like two or three versions of it. And it is phenomenal. And if you have you heard of Superpower Beatdown?
I cannot hear.
It's basically like an 8 to 10 minute movie, live action, and they just pair up people from different universes and they beat the crap out of each other. And it's produced extremely well. So check it out.
Much better than our show.
Well, you know, we have like a negative $10 budget.
So it's fine. Starwipe!
Starwipe! All right, number two. Wow. We actually got to our second out of five.
We're doing it.
10 hours later, we're here.
We're doing it. Four Batman vs. Superman's later.
Martha. Writer confirms Deadpool 3 and X-Force are going to be two separate films. Deadpool 2 is gearing up to begin production, and word broke 20th Century Fox was already developing Deadpool 3, which could feature X-Force, Cable, Domino, the whole gang, you know, will be involved. If you don't know who Cable and Domino are, you're not a Deadpool fan, look it up, Google it, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
Bold claim.
I'm a Deadpool snob, and that's all there is to it. You know, I became one of those guys who was like, I knew Deadpool before he was cool. You guys don't know anything.
I knew him when he was just Pull.
I called him DP. A good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I'm fighting not to become that guy because I hate those people who are always like, you don't know Deadpool. Like, I know Deadpool. Shut up. No, I'm happy that I latched onto a character that became popular, and it's something that now everybody loves, and I love that. I love now that everybody gets what Deadpool's all about. You know, are you a fan of Deadpool at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can go swimming in those pools.
Oh, I get it.
Like a pool.
Pool of dead people.
Like a pool of dead people. That sounds great.
Writer, his name is Rhett Reese.
Yeah.
Writer Rhett Reese. Confirmed that, let's see here. He goes, I think Deadpool 2 is working in an expansive way towards X-Force, which will be really more of an ensemble. So it's going to be like a Dark Avengers, I think what's going to happen is. Mm-hmm. I think we'll be able to take two paths. One is where we're launching something bigger, but then another where we're contracting and staying personal and small. So I think he's going to be the best of all worlds. Deadpool 2, like I said, set to introduce characters from X-Force. These people. Zazie Beetz as Domino.
She was on Atlanta, by the way.
Atlanta, right there.
Emmy award-winning show, Atlanta.
She is a luck-manipulating mutant.
Now, did you see the Domino movie with Keira Knightley?
No.
Did you know that was a thing?
I did not know that was a thing.
They already tried to make a Domino movie. Keira Knightley was the star. It did not do well.
TV movie?
No. It was in theaters.
I had no idea this existed.
It was rated R, too.
Oh, wait a second. Yes.
Yeah.
I did see that.
It came out around the same time as Smoke and Aces came out.
Mickey Rourke was in it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
All those movies were coming out at the same time.
I didn't think that was the same Domino.
Yeah.
That was the same Domino?
I'm almost positive. I could be horribly wrong.
Could be.
But that's me.
Who cares?
Horribly wrong.
I actually did remember seeing that movie. Yeah, Smoke and Aces is also one of my personal favorite movies in the history of the universe.
Wow.
Smoke and Aces 2, not so much.
Not as great.
But Smoke and Aces 1, and then I understand, but that hyperkinetic, hyperactive, explosive action.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. All right, cool. I would check that out again.
Yeah.
For hell of it.
Might as well.
We are now on number three. Number three, we've gotten to our third story. Bam. So this is the point where we're usually on the same page with a lot of things, but we're gonna have a bit of a conversation here. Iron Fist, okay? I'm on episode 5 of Iron Fist right now. Marvel's Iron Fist. The reviews.
Just glowing. Imagine it glowing.
Glowing. Can we add special effects?
Yeah.
Do we have that
power? We'll fix it in post.
Austin, are you good at that? He's behind the camera.
Not good at all.
No? No, nope. You can maybe work like a glowing fist, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Stick figure fist.
Stick figure fist? You can do that,
just
yeah?
Paint it yellow.
We're going to spray paint his fist yellow next time he comes in. The reviews have been kind of comme ci, comme ça, mens a mens, about Iron Fist.
Really mixed.
And some people were watching it, and they're like, I don't get it, it's stupid, it's not like it, it's not wearing his little, you know, Capizio shoes, it's stupid. I like it. I'm five shows in, and I'm loving it.
I'm five in.
You're five in?
I'm five in.
Oh my God, it's so crazy.
Five club.
Rachel likes it, I'll go crazy.
Oh, jeez.
Now,
wow.
I like it, and you're on the fence about it. Why do I like it? Why do I like it?
Why do you like it? We're going to get into this right now.
I like that it's it pays attention to the action.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
There is talking.
It'd be very contradictory the whole time.
There is a lot of talking. Okay, Luke Cage, there was way too much talking.
Oh, are you kidding me? Luke Cage was phenomenal.
He should have been fighting pretty much every episode because he's Luke Cage, he's invulnerable and just beating stuff up.
But I think that show was more about Harlem than Luke Cage.
It was.
Which
is
I
fine.
Really appreciated.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to call a show Luke Cage and he's Power Man and we're going to set up, you know, Iron Fist and everything and he's invulnerable, I want to see more action. You know, I'm not saying the characters... Oops, somebody's calling. I'm not saying that the characters were bad and the acting was bad. I like, and you know, I've had this conversation where I hate it where there's too much talking in superhero stuff. But at least Netflix does it right, and they're on point with the characters, and there are scenes that are dramatic, and it moves the story along. Not like some other superhero things where they sit in a coffee shop and talk for a half an hour about their feelings. No, stop it. But in Iron Fist, there's a great backstory. There's some amazing action. All the characters are believable, I feel. Okay? He's not wearing his outfit and probably never will wear his outfit. But at least he has the big-ass, you know, dragon from Kun Lun tattoo on his chest.
Yeah.
And I like how they're not cheaping out on the action. He is doing some amazing stunts. And every character is doing something. So what's your critique against it? Like, don't you?
So here's my problem with it.
Okay.
I was really frustrated watching the first few episodes because I just couldn't understand why Danny didn't just say something very specific. He spends like almost four episodes trying to convince people he's Danny Rand.
Okay.
When literally he had the evidence the whole time. He's just not saying it.
Okay.
He could have been like, yo, Joy, remember when we split up them M&Ms? And she'd be like, oh my God, wow, you're Danny. Oh my God. Instead, it took them three episodes and him to be in a psychiatric hospital for her to realize that, oh, you know what? This is Danny. Whoops.
Okay.
And, I mean, like, I get it. The acting is great.
Yeah.
I do think Finn Jones, right? Yes? Finn Jones?
I don't know. So I'm going to say yes.
The guy who plays Danny Rand,
yeah.
He's a little too moody.
Right.
He's kind of glum in every scene, and I'm like, dude, you're a martial arts like supermaster. Just like smile once, please.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, and he's kind of a happy-go-lucky stance.
No, there was
some controversy that they did not cast an Asian, you know, actor for Danny Rand. I don't know. You know, Danny is sort of Asian in the book, but he has blonde hair. But you know, I think he's perfectly cast.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a good. You don't have to always cast a type. That's been done in other shows too. They cast against type, which is perfectly fine too. You know.
One more thing. I also thought you mentioned the action was really good.
Finn Jones.
Yeah, Finn Jones. So I was right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned the action was really good.
Yeah.
I actually find it a little stiff.
Okay.
When you look at shows like Daredevil, I think the stunt team on Daredevil is phenomenal. The action they do is really fluid. It's really fast. Sort of like the kind of stuff you see in, like, Korean action movies.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. My problem with Iron Fist was that, yes, technically, very cool. They're doing a lot of really cool stuff. He's paying attention to different martial arts styles. But I just felt that everything Finn was involved in was very stiff, as opposed to what Colleen Wing is doing on the show, which is phenomenal. I think she's really fluid. I think she's way more believable than most of the other characters. This is just my opinion, you know? Other people have this same contradicting opinion. That's the problem, I think, with the show. It's so polarizing.
All right.
People are really back and forth.
Well, okay, so I'm going to give you an answer on that one. Daredevil, the action needed to be brutal because he came from a brutal background.
Yeah.
His father was a fighter. You know, he is in Hell's Kitchen. and the action needs to be bam, bam, smack you in the face, Punisher, explosion, stuff like that. Danny is more graceful.
I understand, because he's a martial arts master.
He's from heaven.
He's essentially, okay. He's essentially like counter-attacking everybody, honestly.
Well, he doesn't want to fight, but he wants to get people away, so he has to, his moves need, then I'll give you this one, though, he does get angry sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets a little more brutal, so that's a bit of a contradiction, I'll give you that one.
Mm-hmm. But I was expecting, like, Donnie Yen-style martial arts, you know what I mean? Like, do you know who Donnie Yen is?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I was expecting something along those lines like, the fight choreography. Huh? Like, really, really intricate martial arts choreography, which I think a lot of people were expecting,
it's
and that's why it wasn't really
getting. Well, again, we're still only 5 episodes in.
True.
So I think maybe there might be something more.
It definitely could ramp up towards the end of the season.
I kind of hope, you know, we get surprises, much like how in Daredevil, like, you know, Wilson Fisk showed up, you know, and then all this other stuff explodes, and it's amazing. So there'll be a lot of twists going on. Yeah. Hear the noises in the background? We're in a live comic book store again.
Human people. Non-human dogs, I think.
Let's see, so...
human dogs, right, guys?
Non-human dogs. So, yeah, it's leading up to the Defenders, as we know. Also, the Punisher, guys, getting his own series. We hear it may be a prequel. I'm hoping it's not. But we'll see what happens. It has started filming and stars Jon Bernthal from Walking Dead. So, you can't save Rick! So he's going to be doing that.
You know what I'd really like to see?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of Daughters of the Dragon?
Yeah. Misty Knight.
I would love a Daughters of the Dragon spinoff.
They planted that seed.
I hope so.
Because she was called Daughter of the Dragon while she was fighting.
Yeah. Colleen Wing, Misty Knight. Misty Knight was on Luke Cage's show. She plays the cop. Yes. Yeah. She becomes a cyborg-esque super cop, essentially.
Yeah.
And teams up with Colleen Wing, Ultimate Ninja Master.
Yeah.
Which I don't think she's fully realized yet, at least where we are in the show.
In the mythos of her comic book, she is from a legendary line of samurais.
Yeah.
Samurais. So there's a whole backstory they need to explore with her. They kind of, you know, hint at it a little bit. Oh, look, there's a dog.
Oh, doggo!
Hey, friend.
Special doggo edition.
Friend,
look at that. We have our own little puppy for today. What's going on, big guy? You like comic books? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang out with us. We're going to talk about stuff. Let me ask you a question.
The best surprise I've ever had.
Best surprise ever.
Ever had.
Can you get a close-up of the dog? Let's see here. Whoa, look at it. What's the dog's name? Anybody know the dog's name?
Hey, buddy.
Snickers.
Hey, Snickers. Do you smell my pug?
Do we have to eat you if we're hungry?
Yeah. There's a whole Satisfies joke in here, but I'm not going to go for it, so there you go.
It's going to happen.
It's all right, keep the dog here. I'm cool with it.
Snickers.
Yeah, I have a pug, in case you're wondering. I can show you pictures later.
Ducky.
He's a new boy, so I think any dog can smell another dog immediately. And he's going for
it. Oh, this guy's a dog, let me tell you.
Oh, dog.
Oh, he's a dog.
Hey, no crotch smelling.
Smelling dog. This is a dog.
All right.
He a dog.
All right, so, moving on. We did 1, 2, 3. For some reason, I have 6 here, and that's not right.
Wow.
Yeah, move that one.
Wow.
That's okay. Leave Snickers here. That's cool.
It's all good.
Like number dogs. 4. We're on number 4. We got 2 more to go here.
Can you believe it? Can you?
Here's a question I got for you.
Do you? Go on.
Could the new Matrix movie center on a young Morpheus?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
Word just broke this. Hold on to that thing there. Word just broke days ago that Warner Brothers was interested in rebooting the Matrix film series with Zach Penn as possibly being the writer. He made Ready Player One, X-Men: The Last Stand.
The best of the X-Men movies.
Now, are you being sarcastic? Are you serious?
Completely sarcastic.
Oh, man, we're going to disagree on this one, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like Last
Stand? It was action. There was action involved. Listen, I know I'm always talking about action. I understand. Character development. Super action smash. But it just... Okay, the Dark Phoenix saga needs to be rebooted. Hopefully they're going to redo that.
True.
I
thought they were going to do it with...
They sort of did it with
Sansa.
The Last Stand. They will do it with Sansa Stark.
Pardon me, I don't know her full name.
We'll find it out. Just
I know
us.
It, but I can't think of it because I'm on the spot.
Snickers, are you a fan of The Matrix? Yeah?
That was a yes.
Guess so.
That dog is not here. The dog is sort of here.
It's a glitch in The Matrix.
There's a dog somewhere in The Matrix hooked up, and that's what's happening right now.
It's true.
So it says, following fan displeasure with the announcement, Penn himself revealed that the new film is not a remake or reboot.
There was a lot of backlash when they first announced it.
Yeah.
They did not want a reboot.
I don't want a reboot.
I mean, it makes sense. The first one was, I think, perfect.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any better than that.
The second two were over the top.
Yes. Vampires in the second one?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
It got kind of immersed in its own mythos and kind of got really, really super serious. I mean, you can only hear so many times that Neo is the one. Okay, we get it. Neo means the one. Thank you very much. So I watched them.
It's one.
One.
Backwards.
Backwards, yes. Sort of. Neo.
One.
That's Oeen, really.
Yeah.
Neo.
Yeah.
There's Oeen.
Yeah.
Oen.
Backwards one.
Yeah.
Right there.
What? We became Adam Costello for a second. Hey, yeah, but who's Neo? What's the big deal? There's a website called Birth Movies Death, which I think is the best name for a website ever in the history of mankind. Oh, hold on a second.
Wow, full claim.
Reports that one of the concepts Warner Brothers is considering for the film is a young Morpheus movie with an eye towards Michael B. Jordan starring as the character, I guess of Neo, starring as the character. Jordan's involvement was also reported in the initial story on the in-development film.
He's going to play a young Morpheus, yes?
Yeah.
I could get behind that. Did you see Creed? Awesome.
I haven't seen
good
it.
Movie.
Super good.
It's really
yeah.
good
you
movie.
Saw it, Austin?
The unofficial Rocky
it.
Sequel.
Connects to the emotions, yeah.
Yeah. It gave me hard feels. It also made me, like, want to be a better person in my life. I was like, man, I am not trying as hard as this guy. That is for sure.
Well, I want to see it.
Very good.
You know, it's like I haven't had time to go see as many movies as I want to see these days, but now there are so many choices.
And he's also going to be in Black Panther as well. Michael B. Jordan.
Well.
That cast is stacked to high heavens. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for that movie.
The concept series, a lot of key moments in Morpheus' past took place off-screen, including early relationship with Niobe, played by Jada Pinkett Smith in the actual series, and his visit to the Oracle, because he had a previous relationship with the Oracle, you know, as we know. And then Neo shows up.
Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, because it's going to be a potential prequel, do you think they'll bring all of the rest of the cast back except for Keanu Reeves? Because they were all technically with Morpheus before Keanu joined up.
Earlier versions, they're going to have to recast everything.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just do all the CGI young people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like how they did the Leia and how they're doing in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Yeah. I could see that. That'd
Maybe.
Be pretty awesome. Yeah.
If they do it well.
Yeah. They can. I mean, the technology has
it
already
exists,
got... While we were talking, the technology actually got better.
That is true.
Yeah. So
that is actually
it
true.
It happens daily.
I'm CGI right now.
You're not even here.
Yeah.
You're actually home right now in a VR chamber.
Yeah, I'm a hologram, essentially.
I recently did, for one of our pals, the Drunken Rebels podcast, I just did a, you know Drunken Rebels? You should be on the show.
You should be on the show.
You should be on it.
I'm drunk and a rebel all the time.
Basically, drink beer and talk about Star Wars. And it's an awesome podcast, but we use Skype to beam me in to be on the show. Now, it's not video, but I think there are actually in, like, you know, Google Hangouts and stuff like that, people do podcasts or streaming shows where they're all in different locations and they can actually just talk.
I want to come out of an R2.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Hey, Snickers.
Just be a little hologram on the ground.
Are you here, Snickers, or are you actually just part of it?
Huh? Snickers.
Okay. All right. Cool dog. Now I gotta bring Ducky now.
Do you?
Ducky's my pug.
Should we?
Ducky the pug. Well, you can't...
Part duck, part pug.
Part he's duck pug. We named him after John Cryer's character. We can't bring him out of the house for another, like, month and a half. But one day we'll...
He's a bubble boy dog?
Pretty much. Yeah. He's just in a...
Stoop kid.
Sick Hey Arnold reference.
All right, guys. We are on the last story for today's show. How much time we got?
Is that 32 minutes left.
32 minutes left, but we're not. Can we talk for 32 minutes?
How long do you want this show to be?
I want to keep going.
We decided on like half hour.
We're supposed to be a half an hour. Yeah. Usually it's a half an hour, but you know we're not going to do 32 minutes more.
Wow.
No, this will be the last.
I can, but it won't be pretty.
Everybody's going to stop watching.
Yeah.
DC Films looking to shoot one more film in 2017 to fill the Batman void. We were talking about Batman before. After news early this week, the Batman shoot will be postponed until 2018. Pushing the release date firmly back to 2019. Hopefully it's going to be an R-rated thing.
I hope so.
Variety's Justin Kroll is reporting that Warner Brothers and DC Films are looking to potentially fill the void with one of these five films. Now, we have five choices of films they can actually go for. You want to know what they are?
Cinco.
The Flash. Could be a standalone.
I don't think they're going to make it. Plagued with director issues.
Yeah.
They've gone through at least like three or four directors already. Right. I feel bad for Ezra Miller, who's playing Flash, because he was pretty good in Batman vs Superman. A little taste you get of him.
Yeah, he's
thought
quick.
He was pretty neat.
Definitely a different version than Grant Gustin.
He's quick. He might be fast.
Might be fast.
Fast enough.
Rapido. Green Lantern Corps?
Yeah.
Green Lantern Corps?
Hopefully they bring Ryan Reynolds back.
Don't do that.
Right?
I want to do the... I'm going to mention a name now, John Stewart. Now, we all know John Stewart from The Daily Show, but in the DCU, John Stewart is a Green Lantern. And he looks nothing like...
The best Green Lantern.
And he's awesome. He's a badass. He's really cool. And if they want to... There's a story there.
So much cooler than Hal Jordan.
Since Guardians of the Galaxy is now in the zeitgeist, there's room for a Green Lantern Corps because that's a science fiction.
They're
movie.
In space.
Yeah,
they can do it now.
Can do stuff,
it's okay.
Gotham City Sirens, which we talked about in a previous thing, Harley Quinn and the whole gang. Originally, it was going to be a Harley Quinn standalone. They didn't feel it would work that well, so they're going to expand the world. So it could be Gotham City Sirens, Harley Quinn, just being Harley Quinn with a group of, like, the Birds of Prey and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be awesome.
I think that'd be very cool.
Suicide Squad 2.
I think that's the easiest choice
for
them to decide, because that's the one that's the hottest at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, it came out the most recently. If they're going to squeeze something together, I think that might be the easiest one for them to squeeze together.
And there's room to grow on that, too.
There is, yeah. People like the ensemble. We talked about it previously.
Yeah.
But I think that one... might be my dark horse pick for the fastest to come out. Because they're trying to squeeze it into this year, right?
Yeah.
So you're essentially talking about post-production, filming. They'd have to do all of that within 4 to 5 months.
Right.
So you'd need something with a lot of practical effects, because that CG is going to take too long. I don't think Green Lantern Corps is going to be there.
Good point. Or The Flash and Gotham City Sirens. Dark Universe. Which is basically just every dark character in the DC Universe kind of teaming up. Almost like Justice League Dark.
I think they won't touch Dark Universe for this year at least. Because they just did the Justice League Dark.
So it's still in the minds of everybody.
Yeah. Which was, it's really good.
Yeah.
I encourage everyone to go see it, Justice League Dark. It's very cool.
Right.
They even got the guy who did Constantine, the live action version. Got canceled, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But he voices Constantine for...
which you can see on the CW app, CW Seed, actually has the entire series of Constantine. Actually, they grabbed it up, and hopefully, and they, I think it was actually in Arrow, too.
A couple episodes, they crossed over.
They were testing it out. All right, guys, that's basically it. So this is Super Action Smash, where we talk about five geek-related stories and see how you guys think about it. If you like what we're doing, go to our Facebook page. And you can check it. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just so wrapped up.
so much
smashing.
You were just doing way too
so
much work.
So much excitement.
Yeah.
Smashing so hard.
As always, we're coming to you from Time Warp Comics and Games. That there is
Snickers
over there. My name is Steve Strangio.
Jason Brown.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We will talk to you guys soon.